12th of December 2019, Luke 1, 39-48. Mary set out at that time and went as quickly as she could into the hill country to a town in Judah. She went into Zachariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now it happened that as soon Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? Look, the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked upon the humiliation of his servant. Yes, from now onwards, all generations will call me blessed." This day cannot pass without thinking of the patroness of America, whose feast is celebrated especially in Mexico. The Virgin Mary, with her simple and yet so wonderful appearance, has made the Aztecs convert to the Catholic faith. The love of the Virgin Mary of Guadalupe is deeply rooted in the hearts of the Mexicans, and during my visits in this country, I was able to share in this love to her. Everywhere in this country, the promise is fulfilled, which Mary herself pronounced, "Behold, henceforth all the generations will bless me." And this happens rightly, for where has a man except the Lord, who is God and man, surrendered unconditionally to God and to his plan of salvation like her? No way was too far for her, no burden too heavy, and no task too great to serve the Lord. With the apparition in Guadalupe, we see that the mission of the Blessed Virgin Mary continues from heaven, for she has fulfilled the Lord's will to lead those who were converted by the work of the missioners before, only to a small number. And after apparition, millions of Indians came to faith. God looked at Mary, and with what great love he looked to his daughter, to whom he entrusted his son. He also offers us this communion of love, for we all can become sons and daughters of the faith. All of us can carry Christ spiritually into this world. We can be sure that this is exactly where the Virgin wants to take us. What can she want more that her son will be recognized and loved? And Mexico? Mexico must be faithful to its special heritage, and that is to do what the Virgin Cana said to the servants, "What he says to you, that do." Then the Lord, at her intercession, can turn water into wine and make Mexico for a great sign of faith. May Mexico, as well as the other Latin American countries, remain faithful and be under the special protection of the Virgin Mary, not to be disturbed by the anti-Christian darkness which is spreading and infiltrating the world and the Church. The apparition of the Virgin Mary of Guadalupe is also a wonderful sign of true enculturation. She appeared as an Indian woman to the Indio Juan. Here were many clues in her apparition that the Aztecs understood. The ribbon she girds indicates she is pregnant, although her open hair in Indian culture was a mark of a virgin. The four-petaled flower on her body, where her child rests, symbolizes the deity for the Aztecs. The medallion on her neck, identical in nature with those who were the statues of God with the Aztecs and should give them life. But instead of the Aztec King Con, which was to be seen in the medallion of the statues, is to see the cross, the symbol of true life. Her star-embroidered cape resembles those of the highest Laotanis, thus showing the importance and the nobility of the wearer, to name just a few hints. She told the Indio Juan, "I am the mother of the true God." Thus, after her appearance, Indians were led in large numbers to the Christian faith. The difference to the Pachamama idolatry which took place in the Vatican is obvious. The apparition of the Virgin of Guadalupe is, as it were, a heavenly enculturation in the service of the Christianization, while the Pachamama ritual is the integration of a pagan idol into the true cult of the faith, thus a perversion. In one of the most beautiful hymns to the Mother of the Lord, the Hymnus Akathistos, it says, "To Egypt, you carried the fire of truth, the darkness of delusion has evaporated." Then some greetings to the Mother of God are expressing, "Hail, you dethroned the idolized idols. Hail, you see, you devoured the world of the pharaohs. Hail, you sign which led those who were in darkness." May Our Lady of Guadalupe support our faith and help people to find their way out of their confusion and meet the true God.
Not long ago, a specialist of the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe discovered that it contains a heavenly melody which can be deciphered by reading the 36 stars and 8 flowers which are depicted on the coat of the Virgin as musical notes of a piano. This melody can be read in two ways, either from up to down or from down to up. The choir Harpa Dei has learned this melody by giving it a text taken from the dialogue between the Virgin Mary and the Indian visionary Juan Diego. In order to make it as authentic as possible, Harpa Dei has used the Nahuatl language which was spoken by the Aztecs in that time. The text of the song is the following one. "I am the always Virgin Saint Mary, the Mother of the True God. I wish it may be built to me here the house of my God. There I will listen to your tears and heal your pain." Till this point, the melody has been sung twice from up to down, representing that the Virgin comes from heaven to the earth. Now the voice of the Indian Juan Diego answers to her, singing the melody from down to up, from the earth to heaven. "My lady, noble mistress, my little girl, may I not disturb your face and your heart. I will just fulfill your wish." And again Our Lady answers to him from up to down, now in Spanish language. "I am your merciful mother, yours and of all men who love me, who claim to me, who seek me, and who trust in me."
When Cheese.